Today on Building the Bakken.
I just flew in here yesterday from Dallas discussing our options on natural gas.
The concept of our Empower North Dakota energy plan, which is developing all forms of energy and doing it with the latest, greatest technology.
And I think that, you know, as you get more and more of them, citizens are going to be wondering, how much do we want when a lot of this energy is going to be developed for use out of state?
You know, I believe at this point I have a commitment from our leadership that we will have a vote on oil export by the end of the year.
We just had a feasibility study done with a company called Black & Veatch for a gas processing plant. And we're strategizing, you know, on the reservation.
Those towers are going to be blinking. And that changes the night sky forever.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven. We get an update on natural gas from David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, from the MHA Nation. And then we hear from Julie Fedorchek, chairwoman for North Dakota Public Service Commission. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio.
Cause man, if they leave it up to me, brother, I'm gonna be exactly who I've always been.
My name is Jason Spiess, and this is Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. In addition to the support of this radio station, Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information, visit kidsincapitalism.com.
Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, they may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you.
And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and best overall restaurant for three consecutive years. That's three awards in 3 years. The triple trifecta, the Lodge at Deadwood. Next time you're planning an oil conference, a wedding, or just a weekend getaway, check out the Lodge at Deadwood. Visit their website at deadwoodlodge.com. That's the deadwoodlodge.com. My name is Jason Spiess, and this is Building the Bakken.
Well, that's my life, yes, y'all, and I love it. Well, that's my life, there ain't nothing else in the world above it. And I see people all alone, picking their guitars, playing their songs, and I tell them, forget it. Cause you can't fake it, you're gonna make it, you gotta live it. I got a big bus, with a TV and a bar, and a little room in the back for me and my old guitar.
Our challenge is that we need predictability. And we need permanency in regulation. And no matter how we look going forward, there's no path forward for that without Congress stepping up and legislating. It's why on Waters of the United States, we joined with our colleagues and said, look, you can stay this action, And you can litigate, we can defund, we can do all of those things. Those are temporary solutions to permanent problems. And so Congress needs to do what Congress is supposed to do when an agency overreaches, which is actually legislate the definition of what Waters of the United States is when they are tampering with that definition. 111D is a classic example. I think that eventually that rule is going to be stayed. I think that we're going to have opportunity to actually have a discussion about, you know, how that rule will fight back against that rule in Congress. But at the end of the day, one thing that it doesn't do, all of this doesn't do, is it doesn't give you predictability. If you're sitting in that boardroom and you need to figure out how you're going to build baseload power, simply having 111D stayed doesn't give you any certainty into the future. And certainly having a Waters of the United States state doesn't give you any certainty in terms of your land use. And so the real challenge we have here in this very polarized environment is to try and figure out how we can make decisions that give this industry, which is so critically viable or important to what we need to do in the viability of our economy. Turning on the lights is pretty damn important. And when we threaten that with uncertainty, we make it tougher and tougher and tougher. And so I tell people this. I mean, we can push back and do all of these things, but if we don't get permanency, there's no one on Wall Street, even if you win every election there is. If you get 60 senators, and if you get a president who agrees with you, and you have a veto-proof majority in the House, guess what? Wall Street's not going to give you $4 billion to invest in a coal-fired power plant. And they might ding you on your credit rating if you take some of your money and reinvest it in coal. And so we need these issues resolved. And one of the reasons why it is so critically important that we have conferences like this is to begin that discussion of how do we resolve these issues, how do we look at all of the above, how do we move this forward in a way that gives the industry certainty. Because if we don't, we will continue to muddle through, we'll continue to patch up this system that Tony has to figure out how the hell we work on redundancy and reliability. And when you're dealing with Massachusetts, classic example, they don't like high energy prices. Guess what? A natural gas line across Massachusetts would go a long way to giving you energy security in the Northeast, right? And so there's just a whole lot of things that we need to do, but we can't. We're going to deal short term with solving these problems and pushing back, but we need long-term solutions, and that's going to require a lot of work, and that's going to require people willing to sit down and actually have the conversation.
You're going to make it. You got to live it. We get home from Nashville on a Monday night. Record songs on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we take out the wife. But then on Thursday night, back on the road. I don't care if it's North Dakota or Southern Minnesota, just as long as I grow. 'Cause that's my life, yes, y'all, and I love it.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.